that was one of the 12 etudes in all the minor keys by Alcan, Bruce Liu at the keyboard. You're listening to Sunday Night at the TSO. I'm Kathleen Kajioka. Well, Bruce Liu is one of the TSO's two spotlight artists this year, along with violinist Joshua Bell. But the Canadian pianist is getting even more time with our orchestra this season. He's one of the soloists appearing with the TSO on their upcoming European tour. The TSO travels to 6 countries starting January 27th with stops in Luxembourg, Germany, Austria, the Netherlands, and Belgium. Particularly special will be the 3 stops in music director Gustavo Jimeno's home country of Spain, with concerts in Madrid, Barcelona, and Zaragoza. Liu will be one of the soloists for this leg of the tour, performing a work that you can hear this week at Roy Thompson Hall, Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 2. And he joins me now to talk about this upcoming flurry of music making with the TSO. Bruce Liu, welcome back to Sunday Night at the TSO.
Hello, everyone.
You are returning as a TSO Spotlight Artist for your second program with the TSO, performing Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 2. What's significant about this work for you?
Well, there's a few things. Of course, it's, you know, one of the most famous ever concerto written. But also that I have wonderful memories of performing it when I was a teenager. It was one of the first concertos that I actually started to play with orchestra. I did many of my junior competition with this piece. So it's a piece that grew with me over the years. Of course, it's a very emotional journey. It's raw, romantic, and a very human piece. So every time I play it, I feel like I'm telling a story that sort of moves from darkness to light, you know, because of course we know the story behind it is that when he just composed the first symphony, which was a huge failure, and this piece is basically like a redemption and a hope that made Rachmaninoff to like compose again after this treatment with Dr. Dahl. So every time I play this piece, it's like kind of opening your heart very much, yes.
What does Rachmaninoff's writing tell you about who he was as a pianist?
Well, you can immediately tell from the beginning that he has huge hands, you know, and I feel like he is showing off that to everyone, to the whole world, when he started those chords, beginning of the second concerto. And of course, immediately you know that he is an incredible pianist, you know. In a way, Rachmaninoff's piece, of course, we know is very technically demanding, but no matter how it does, you always feel that it's somehow a pianist who wrote the piece. So you always find a way of grouping to make it sort of more comfortable in your hands, unlike some other composers, I would say.
Do you care to name any of those other composers?
I mean, not trying to criticize anyone, but of course, you know, when you for example, when you play Tchaikovsky pieces, you know, who is more someone in terms of symphonic approach and ballet approach. So for example, the salon pieces, solo pieces that he wrote, it is not the same as, you know, pianistically as Rachmaninoff in a way.
You're going to be taking this concerto on tour with the TSO, so you'll be able to perform it with them several times when they head to Spain at the end of January. What are you looking forward to about this tour?
Well, I think it's always, for me, a pleasure and a huge honor, and also to deepen this connection. You know, I've always felt that after one or two concerts, we haven't developed the full potential together yet, so the music will just grow from there, and especially to experience that in different venues, in different acoustics, different culture. You know, I think this is the thing that makes the music much more alive, to enjoy these different experiences. And of course, with Gustavo, is not only maestro but also a really, really great friend. He is also from Spain, so I'm sure we will have a great experience there, asking him where is the best restaurants, etc.
Yes, I know. He really loves his food, so I'm sure you'll be very well advised. I wanted to ask you a bit about your life before becoming a world famous touring piano soloist, because Canada has produced many fine musicians, but for those who reach the level that you have gotten to, very often they've gone elsewhere to study, like to the US or Europe. But all of your training took place in Montreal, which I think is incredibly cool. You're not just Canadian, but also a homegrown and nurtured talent. Can you talk about the quality of training available right here?
Well, I think it really matters what you need. I think at my time as a teenager, it was important to because I think nowadays with the social media and the fact that you can travel much easier than before, for me to be able to study in an environment atmosphere that you know. And also to have the home support and to, have the friends support and have this overall thing that is surrounded, not only the education, but this whole package is very important for me. And this everyday growth, it's not only about lessons and music, but also about life, about your hobbies, about, many other things you do outside of music. And together, this kind of makes for me a very healthy environment. So that's probably one of the reasons also I decided to stay in this comfort zone in a way.
I see. Well, Bruce Liu, we are very excited about your return and to hear you in a masterpiece of a piano concerto by Rachmaninoff. Thank you for joining me tonight.
Thank you very much.
That was Canadian piano soloist Bruce Liu. You can catch him with the TSO this week ahead of their departure for Europe in the program Bruce Liu Plays Rachmaninoff 2 this Thursday and Friday at Roy Thompson Hall. Find out more at tso.ca. Now for a taste of what has made this work so enduring for players and listeners alike, here's the mesmerizing adagio from Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 2.